You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, I was scheduled to have my first physical therapy appointment for my, quote, frozen shoulder. That's what they call this problem I've
got. Your ailment, yeah.
My ailment is a frozen shoulder. And I was already prepared. I was all prepared. I was like, this is going to hurt. I know it.
Pumping yourself up, I bet, on the drive.
Got to get it done. Put on my comfy clothes, went out. Car was on the fritz. Now, we are a one-car family, and we have been for about 3 years, never had a problem. But now, with the stuff that Gretchen and I have to do and the fact that Zoe is working full-time, it's been interesting making that work and balancing that. And all of a sudden, we were in a point where we have no car and three people who have to do things.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I... long story, but I called. I went online and I set up a rental car really quickly. I was like, we're going to need something. Mm-hmm. In case this thing has to be towed. Ended up, didn't have to be. Long story, got the car working again. Everything's all right with that. But the rental car people, since we didn't end up needing them, still say they're going to charge me $150 for canceling. And I never even picked the car up.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
90 minutes after I made the reservation, I actually went into the place and said, I don't need this after all. And they go, well, it's still going to be $150. I go, you've got to be kidding me. I said, I have been a customer of this particular rental car company for more than 30 years.
They don't
care.
I
said, you're going to lose a customer who's been with you for 30 years and probably would be for another 25 or whatever, over $150. And they're like, sorry, it's policy. I was like, oh.
Well, your policy sucks. And here comes a Yelp review.
I told him, I said, you just actually just lost a customer. I'll go somewhere else.
That's crappy. That is crappy.
90 minutes later, said, look, I don't need the car after all. They said, okay, that's $150 just for using our online. So not one person was involved on their end.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody. It was all computerized.
So your car was jacked up. It cost you $150 and you missed your PT.
And I had to reschedule my PT and then like two other things. But I don't want to get into it. You know why? Because the sun came up this morning. It's a beautiful
day.
I'm happy. I've
Start
got my
fresh.
Health. I got my health besides my frozen shoulder. I mean, life is good. I get to do the hottest morning radio show in the Mile High City.
That's right, man.
It's all good. Now tell me about your aches and pains.
It was so funny off the air today. We were kind of talking about, you know, what's going on with our pains and everything. I was like, man, we're getting old. You know, I was bragging just a couple weeks ago about, oh, I feel great. I don't have any aches and pains. You know,
I remember you saying that.
40-year-old dude. And something is up with my lower back. And it's the weirdest thing because I can push on it. It's kind of where your love handles would be. So I'm like, it's got to be a muscle or whatever.
Side or middle?
Side. And I'm pushing on it, and it's my pelvis bone. As I push on my bone, the bone really hurts.
You know what that probably is? You were just hauling like 7 tons of rock.
I have moved so much rock this summer, but why would the bone hurt?
Well, so here's what I've learned in all my years of aches and pains. Uh-huh. Is that it could be, what's the word that they use for that? It's not telegraphing. It's like you're... injury is somewhere else.
Oh, and it moves?
But it directs the pain somewhere else because the nerves run through different. So you could be hurting a nerve somewhere and it radiates to some other. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it was interesting. When I used to go get therapeutic massages, you know, every like once a month or whatever, she taught me about that. She goes, where do you hurt? And I go, it's right here. And I would point. She goes, all right. And she'd start rubbing somewhere else.
She'd rub your foot and you'd be like, oh my gosh. You found it.
Great. No, but it's like that. It's the same thing with acupuncture.
Okay.
If you have a pain somewhere, they'll put the needles in somewhere else.
Well, maybe I need to do that. I mean, the first thing that came to mind, but you know I'm not going to do it, is to go get a massage, like a really good
I know, you don't want to do a massage.
Rub down.
You don't want to do that. You do you. But would you consider acupuncture?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Because I've had that done, and I thought, look, that and pet acupuncture, I'm actually a fan of.
Getting your pet? Rubbing your pet on you or what? What is that?
No. Who was it that we were talking to that they had a pet? Two different people I've talked to said they had pets with whatever, and they did pet acupuncture. on the pet, and they said it worked for them.
All right. Well, my pet's fine, but
your pet is fine.
But my pelvis is killing me.
I don't know. Just think
and then
about that.
Going back a step, too, because I don't like massages, you know, and it makes me uncomfortable. So then I always request the services of my wife. And it's always half, you know what, when your spouse tries to, you know, rub a spot. They're
not
into
for
it.
Very long.
Exactly.
Either.
It's like a 3-minute thing. And then it's like, you know, my arm's tired and zero help.
That's why you got to get your checkbook out, you know.
I need a really good friend that can rub me, you know. Somebody
put down your credit card.
I know. Ugh, I might have to do that, but.
And the thing is, with being your pelvis, you'd have to take your pants off, and you don't want to do that.
Whoa, 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 where are you putting these needles? Whoa, 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 whoa. The pain is not there.